This is Wade Refke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Welcome to corporate America. No guts, no glory. There was a day when corporate megastars, puffed up by their own press releases and a fawning media, were the heroes of their time. Sometimes, even mentioned for higher public office, like Lee Iacocca, then heralded as the savior of Chrysler. Remember Chrysler? Or Jack Welch, who made General Electric into a conglomerate, though it's crashing down around his reputation now. Or Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, who's rumored to be eyeing a post-Facebook political career before everyone came to grips with how creepy and dangerous Facebook had become under her watch. And she leaned out. Another take-the-money-and-run billionaire. All of them had their moment at center stage and a good deal more than their 15 minutes of fame. It's interesting to think about how far corporate titans have fallen and how diminished the modern corporation itself has become. On one level, Donald Trump, the pretend billionaire and faux business wizard, has made really understanding government respectable again. No one is buying the "let businessmen run government now" without looking that horse in the mouth. Business, as a force for good, may also have to spend quite a bit of time in the penalty box, given the sad spectacle of corporate altruism that has now become a crypto-corporate case study in Madoff-level fraud. Not sure how anyone comes back from that, but two outstanding examples of the fall of big corporations today are Fox and Walgreens. The behind-the-scenes cynicism at Fox, from ownership to in front of the camera, is amazing. Tucker Carlson hates Trump while kissing his rump. Rupert Murdoch, obliterating the lines between the news and politics so that they can put rocks on their side of the weight scale. Worse, this is a huge multi-billion-dollar enterprise that's afraid of its own shadow, frightened and demeaning of its own audience, and at every level, run by characterless cowards. Add Walgreens to this list. They want to be seen as the nation's drugstore. While announcing that they would sell the personally administered abortion pill with a doctor's prescription, at the same time they said they would not sell in 21 states because they were afraid they would be sued. Are you following me? A giant corporation like Walgreens that has a team of lawyers and outside counsel and is somewhere sued on a daily basis is afraid that just maybe, possibly, some Republican attorneys general just might sue them. What chicken stuff is that? The governor of California has already announced he will cancel a multi-billion dollar contract renewal with Walgreens. So not only will they not get paid for distributing a vital medicine approved by the FDA and subject to the Justice Department's opinions that states cannot stop its distribution, but they will lose money on this count as well. Walgreens is running away and screaming without even waiting for some state to say boo. Among the many things we've learned and are learning about late-stage capitalism is that corporations are all afraid of their own shadows, have no commitment except to the dollar, are willing to throw their customers and everyone else under the bus with or without provocation, and are run by big mouths like Elon Musk or armies of invisible million-dollar paycheck collectors. Once corporations might have seemed to roar, now all we can hear is clucking and squeaking. No guts, no glory. This is Wade Renske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.